Unit 5. Festivals, celebrations. Reading, page 57.
The festive year. The Rio Carnival in Brazil. This festival is by far the largest in the world. Hundreds of thousands of visitors come every year for the celebrations before the start of Lent, a fasting period of 40 days before Easter. The carnival takes place in the Sambadrome, a huge new stadium. There, samba schools compete with each other for the best costumes and dancing. They spend a lot of time and money on carnival preparations, making fantastic costumes, masks, decorations, mobile floats, and teaching the samba. In the past, the carnival procession was held in the streets of Rio, where beautifully clothed people threw streamers and confetti and danced for 4 days. Nowadays, the world's biggest street party has become a pleasure only for those who can afford the entrance fee. Oktoberfest. Foreign beer lovers might think that the Germans are unimaginative when it comes to beer, because, good as it is, it all seems to taste very similar. There are, however, many regional and seasonal differences, particularly in Bavaria and Munich. Oktoberfest, the world's largest beer festival, actually begins in September, and to mark the occasion, each of Munich's many breweries makes a special beer. Because of this, an astonishing variety of different types and strengths of beer are available at this festival. The Fayas Festival. The most spectacular of Spain's thousands of festivals must be Valencia's Fayas Fiesta, a 2-day event celebrating the end of winter. The Fayas Fiesta and street party start at noon on St. Joseph's Day, 19th of March, with a deafening explosion of fireworks. Then there are contests for the best paella, a traditional Valencian rice dish. People gather in the streets to admire the costumes of the men dressed up as the Moors who occupied the city until the 13th century. In the months before the fiesta, craftsmen create around 370 papier-mâché sculptures, the fayas, which are detailed caricatures of local people. At midnight, when the fayas are burnt, the burst of flames and fireworks symbolically forces out the winter. The Tibetan Butter Lamp Festival. Buddhists believe that nothing is permanent, and on the 9th of March they celebrate this belief. Long before the festival begins, monks make their preparations by mixing brightly colored dyes into huge quantities of iced butter. It takes them several months to carve the frozen butter into highly decorated statues, some of them as much as 8 meters high. On the day of the festival itself, the sculptures, supported by wooden frames, are carried through the streets and greeted with cheers from the excited crowds. Afterwards, the figures are thrown into a river by the monks who made them to demonstrate the idea that not even the most beautiful things last forever. The Dragon Boat Festival. In China, towards the end of June, people celebrate a holiday known as the Dragon Boat Festival. The festival is held to honor the memory of Ku Zuan, a politician and poet, who in the year 278 BC is said to have committed suicide by jumping into a river. It is said that local people threw rice dumplings into the water to save Zuan's soul from the evil spirits in the river. Nowadays, boat races are held every year to remind people of the search for the body of the dead poet. Spectators eat rice cakes and crews row large dragon-shaped boats. Some researchers, however, say that dragon boats existed long before the death of Ku Zuan, and the modern festival is a combination of several old traditions.
Hey.